Blog Talk Radio.
There was nobody before him, and there was nobody after him. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Can I get a hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Let everybody know that. Know that.
Exodus 31, 12 through 17. This is how you get down with the Israelite team. Praising Yahweh, your Elohim, on his holy convocation day. Thou shalt not do any work.
Nah.
And if you're picking up sticks, then you will get hit. This is what you do after you roam in your home. Don't go out doing that work, you get stoned. And we telling our brothers and sisters, telling, please listen to what the Most High say, that we must praise Him each and every day. But there's one day that's sanctified, praise Yah. He gave it to us for a sign, and I'm telling you, I never leave it behind. Always keep it on my mind, and this is how we get refined. Each and every time the light shines.
Verily,
my Sabbath, you shall keep. And anybody coming into my house, better watch what they speak.
Watch.
I don't want nobody speaking out of turn.
Nope.
You came here to listen and learn. Watch what come out your mouth. Don't let your soul get burned. Please just turn to the Most High. This is how He sanctified. He wants us to tell the children of Israel who were trapped in these gates of hell. Please just learn how to drink well. Stop getting on your knees every Sunday worship. Be double A-L.
Off to the children of Israel.
That they must turn from these wicked ways that they do every Sabbath day. Turn that darkness into light. Think of sundown from sundown is when the Sabbath day go down. But they strictly confused in the land of confusion. It is Yahweh is giving us your own delusion. And let our fears become before our faces. And that's why we worshiping in the wrong places. Synagogues of death and cemetery season. These things that get us quickly buried. Please Yahweh, come close and near. Please Yahweh, let them hear.
And
this is how we know we sanctify. Where do you think you go when you die? Oh, my brothers, why are you looking through the heavens when you cry? Do you think you are floating by the sky? Or going to the earth, son of the waters? Please tell me, my sons and daughters. It is Yahweh's Sabbath day. Thou shalt not do any work, no. Matter of fact, let me read the commandment. Remember the seventh day to keep it holy. They shall labor and do all thy work. But the seventh day holy unto Yahweh. Thou shalt not do any work. Thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, man serving, maid serving, nor thy ox, nor thy ass. Don't let this holy day pass. For in 6 days Yah made the heavens, the earth, the sea, and all that in them is. It rested on the Sabbath day. Therefore Yahweh was the Sabbath day to keep it holy. So remember the Sabbath day. It is a sign between me and thee. Thus saith Yah. Please, my people, hear what He got to say. For Yah for the Sabbath day.
He gave us the knowledge of wisdom and understanding, and He gave us the courage to tell anybody, I am Sonya, or Charlie, or anyone else, I'm going to keep this establish my relationship with the Most High. Verily, Sabbath, ye shall keep your keep.
Well, it is a sign.
Notice. The Almighty has signs. That's supposed to follow people that believe in Him. How many of y'all have those signs? None of you have. None of them exist. Which means the book is a form. But here, Yahweh has signs.
sign.
And he said,
and
these people that believe in him, though him would see that sign.
What sign? What sign?
Read it. Read it.
Read it.
Can I get an amen?
Amen. Amen. Amen?
Can I get a hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Can we let everybody know that?
Know that.
Know that.
Know that.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. First and foremost, in all praise and honor to the Holy One of Israel, to the Creator of the heavens, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein, is by saying hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous. Yah is holy. And let Yahweh be magnified. Once again, the Creator has blessed us to come to you another day, another week, to bring before you this great word, the word of Yah. When another program was nothing but the truth. And yet, it is true. All we're going to do is tell you the truth. But Yah ordained to tell you the truth. And this is what I will do. I'd like to thank the Creator for allowing us to come once again before you. For truly God is righteous in all his ways. And the Creator let us know that he is well pleased for his righteousness' sake. So he will magnify the law and make it honor. And this is what we're going to deal with today, the law. What law will we do? We're going to begin our series on the seven holy days of Yah. And the very first holy day that Yah mentioned to our people is the Sabbath day. And we're going to deal with the Sabbath day. But before we get into our discussion about the Sabbath day, who is this Yah that we speak of? Who is this Yah that we would dare bring to you his words? Well, this Yah is the Creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is. Yah is the Elohim of our fathers, the Elohim of Abraham, Yitzchak, and Israel, whom you may know as the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yah is our lawgiver, he's our king, he's our savior, and not just of Israel, but of the world. And we're going to bring to you his divine, holy, and sanctified words concerning his law. We find today many of our people has made the Creator's word void. In other words, they don't regard his words at all. They have not set it aside and set it apart as the Creator desires. And as a matter of fact, we have many people who will tell you not only not just to regard the word of the Most High, but you're sinning by setting it aside. Of course, these people were not sent by the Most High to tell you any of these things. These are people who are attempting to steal your soul. You take it right to the grave with you. But this is what the Most High said his servants would do. And let me show you that in the book of Isaiah, the 42nd chapter. In the book of Isaiah 42, The creator said, in the 16th verse,
and I will bring the blind by a way that they do not.
But the blind right now, they don't know which direction to go to. That's why they're called the blind. But he said he was going to bring the blind by a way that they knew not.
I will lead them in paths that they have not known.
And he's going to lead them in paths that they have not known.
I will make darkness light before them.
Yes.
And crooked things straight. These things will I do unto them and not forsake them.
The Almighty, at the end of the day, he wants all the crooked things made straight. And there's a lot of crooked things going on. And the wicked, they desire things to be crooked. They don't have a problem with crooked things. They don't have a problem with chaos. So you're going to hear from the wicked, don't keep the law. Don't keep the Sabbath. Don't gather yourself together. For this, if you don't know, there's a commandment that says we're supposed to gather together every Saturday. But the wicked tells you not to gather on the Saturday. Anything to do with returning back to the Most High, to our former estate. And what was our former estate? Well, our former estate was holiness. And I'm going to show you that before we got a shadow of a doubt. That you can be holy, that you should be holy, and the Almighty requires holiness from you. And you don't have to allow other people to take what the Creator has given you. Look what the Creator says, still in Isaiah, the 42nd chapter, what he said his servant was doing. And Almighty wants you to know that he understands many of your plight, because many of you are just robbed and spoiled. But then there's a lot of you who's doing the robbing and the spoiling. Now, you know, it always comes to our people, and I say, well, I say, thus is Yah to our people. And what our people are teaching, and what our people are saying, and what our people are doing, because we were not sent to anybody else anyway. Who cares what the other nations are doing? They wasn't given this word anyway. We sent to the house of Israel. So if anyone's going to get credit, it's going to be the house of Israel. But if anyone is going to be condemned, it's also going to be the house of Israel. And there's a lot of people deserve credit because you have hearkened unto the voice of Yah, even though you had not seen him and you hadn't seen his wonders, but you still regard his great son. And then there's many of you deserve to be condemned. Because even though the Almighty never once, not one time in his word, sent anyone, none of his prophets, to tell you to disregard anything that he had said, you're doing it anyway. And look what he let us know in Isaiah 42, verse 21 through 22.
Yahweh is well pleased for his righteousness' sake. He will magnify the law and make it honorable.
And that's what he's doing. He's going to illuminate. That's what the word magnify means. He's going to illuminate that law so now it can become honorable, because right now it's being totally dishonored. And who is it being dishonored by? People who say they are leaders, commanders, people who say and act like they were sent by the Most High to tell you, thus is Yah. So as soon as you begin to examine the very words that they speak, you don't even see them in the book. But look what the Creator said. 22nd verse.
But this is a people robbed and spoiled. They are all of them snared in holes.
And this is what's going on with our people. When you're snared in a hole, that means you are trapped. You're in a place that you can't get out, even though you might want to get out, but you're snared. And every time you try to get out, you have something else, another trap waiting for you. Our people in our community call us crabs in a barrel. In other words, crab almost out of the barrel, and then you got somebody pulling me back down to try to get up, not realizing if the crab just puts the crab up a little bit more where he can get out, then the crab can reach back and pull the next one up, and then the next one pull the next one up. And now there's a chain effect because everybody's pulling everybody up. But that's not the mind, the heart, and the spirit of a crab. You will never see them, even though it's a bunch of them in a bucket, you'll never see one get out. Not so with an ant. The ant will get out that bucket. And you got many other things that will get out that bucket, but not a crab. And let me tell you what else won't get out that bucket. Israel. They're not going to get out that bucket. And we're going to talk about that. Continue reading.
They are hid in prison houses. They are for a prey. And undelivered for a spoil.
And look, they are prey and non-delivered. Our people need deliverance. Just like in Egypt, of old, we need deliverance. And you got people talking about don't turn to the Most High. Don't do this for the Most High. Don't do that for the Most High. And here it is, we need deliverance. Who do you think we're going to get deliverance from? None delivered for a soul.
And none say restore.
Nobody say restore. Let's restore this thing. Let's get this thing right. Let's restore the things of old. We'll take time to restore a car. And that's vanity. A car can't do nothing. I can't save you. We will restore some furniture. What is furniture going to do for it? Paint it up? Shine it, sand it, stain it. We'll restore a house. How's that going to happen? How's that going to save you? How is that going to affect your salvation? We'll restore everything except for our soul, except for our life. Why can't we restore that? How hard is it to restore light? Here the Creator said, not only are people not trying to restore, but none said restore. The only time our people will see any type of restoration is when Yah himself will send someone to do what the people are supposed to do anyway. And that is to be holy. Show you what the Creator said in the book of Psalm 24 before we get into the Sabbath day. Because this is what you're going to see concerning the Sabbath day, which is the first holy day. And I'm going to show you why it's the first holy day that many people don't regard. In the book of Psalm 24, and watch what it says in the very first verse.
The earth is Yahweh's, and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas, and established it upon the floods, who shall ascend into the hill of Yahweh.
Who shall ascend into the hill of Yahweh?
Or who shall stand in his holy place?
See, this place is holy. So who's going to ascend there? And who will stand in this holy place? And watch what it says.
He that hath clean hands.
Yeah, he that hath clean hands.
And a pure heart.
A pure heart.
Who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully.
Yeah, you have lifted up your soul. And what is your soul? Your soul is your person. Your soul is you. And you have lifted up your soul to vanity. In other words, you're not trying to restore your marriage. You're not trying to restore furniture. You're not trying to restore a car. You're not trying to restore a house. Before you restore yourself to the Most High. You don't need no restoration until you restore yourself to the Most High. Not lifting up your soul to vanity. Things that don't mean nothing. You must return and restore yourself to the Most High. And the way you do it, you do it because by restoring your holiness, because you was once holy. You were once holy. And you can be holy again. All you have to do is begin to do holy things. But if you have no desire to do holy things, then it's impossible for you to be holy. For the word holy in the scriptures, all it means is to be separated. It means to separate yourself from the things that will defile you. And Yah desire for you to be separated. And you're going to see you can be separated, which means you can be holy. And don't let nobody steal your soul and tell you you can't. These people are what the Creator calls the sons of Belial, which literally means the sons of the wicked. Because why would a person come tell you you can't be holy if they're not meant to steal your soul and rob you and take you to the grave? When the Creator said, I'm holy, so be ye holy. And Yahweh never told us to be holy if we could not achieve holiness. And the very first holy thing Yah gave us is recorded in the book of Genesis, the first chapter. And make that Genesis the second chapter. I always say the first chapter, but it's the second chapter. This is the very first holy thing Yah gave us. It let us know in the book of Genesis, the second chapter. So what do we say?
Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day, Elohim ended his work, which he had made.
So everything was finished. And the scriptures say on the seventh day, Elohim ended his work, which he had made.
And he rested on the seventh day from all his work, which he had made.
And he rested on the seventh day from all his work, which he had made. He ended his work. He rested.
And blessed the seventh day.
And then he blessed the seventh day. And this is what you're going to find. This is the only day that the Almighty desires you to rest. This is the only day the Almighty desires you to be in everything, in all your work. known the language. This is the only day that Yahweh has blessed. The only day. And this is what I'm trying to get you to see and get you to understand, that people are trying to steal your soul when they try to separate you from this thing. And then created did what?
And you know, he blessed the seventh day and sanctified.
And then he separated. And he separated it because what?
Because that in it he had rested from all his work, which Elohim created and made.
Which he created and made. So the Almighty ended his work. He rested. He blasted. And he sanctified it, meaning he separated it. And so you got people who tell you, no, don't do these things. You don't have to end the work. You don't have to rest. You don't have to sanctify, and you don't have to regard the great blessing that Yah poured upon this day. And do you realize he's been blessed no other day? In the fifth, Yah blessed the things in the fifth. In the sixth, he blessed the things in the sixth. But in the seventh, he literally and actually blessed that day. There is no other day he separated, because this is the day he separated from all the other days. He didn't want you this day to be like no other day at all. And since he didn't want this to be like no other day, and since he didn't want you to disregard the great blessing he had in his day, and that he ended his work, and that he rested. Yeah, he could have just ended his work and went golfing. He could have ended his work and played some football and basketball. He could have ended his work and went swimming. But no, God said he ended his work and rested. And this is what he wants you to do. And since this is what he did, because remember, who shall stand? Who shall ascend into the holy hill of God? And who shall stand in this holy place? Now, I'm telling you, the only people going to do that is holy people. And the word holy means those who have learned how to separate themselves as Yah ordained one to be separated. We can separate ourselves like we want to be separated. Like I want to sleep in bed all day. That ain't how Yah did separate yourself. But I want to walk in the park on Saturday. That ain't how Yah told you to separate yourself. Well, I'm going to take care of animals on Saturday. No, none of these things are the word of Yah. The only way you can be holy is that you separate yourself according to the word of Yah. Look what the Creator said in the book of Exodus, the 20th chapter. In the book of Exodus, the 20th chapter, the 8th verse.
Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy.
See, people want you to remember this day to keep it holy. How can you remember something that you never received? No, they received this day. They were given this day. This day was called the Sabbath day. As a matter of fact, the word Sabbath day was not even mentioned until we get to the book of Exodus 16 chapter. We're going to read it. But the Creator lets us know, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. And people, as I tried to tell you, they want you to disregard this. Now, they don't want you to keep the Saturday holy. They don't want you to keep nothing holy and do nothing holy. And they don't even want you to be holy. And the only way you can come near to God is that you be holy. Yah himself said, I am holy, therefore ye shall be holy. And I'll separate you from other people that you should be mine. And do you want to be Yah? Or do you want to be the person who told you not to be holy and that you can't be holy? What do you want to be? How do you want to be? This is what you have to ask yourself. I'm going to be able to tell you, there is no reason why you can't be holy. Because God commanded you to be holy. And the first thing you must do to learn how to be holy is keep the Sabbath day. In the book of Exodus 16. And let me tell you how God kept it. He ended his work. He rested. He blessed it. And he sanctified it. Which literally means he stopped all his labor and work. He rested. Meaning he ceased from doing anything that didn't have nothing to do with him. This is what he did. Then he blessed it. And you are supposed to bless the Saturday every week. You bless the Saturday by keeping it holy. And I'm going to show you what those things are. And you set it apart. You make it different from any other day that you keep. In the book of Exodus, the 16th chapter, this is the first time the Sabbath day was given to our people collectively as a nation. Because he walked into Egypt, 70 soldiers. But then we came out, a multitude. And this is what Yah did when we came out in Exodus 16. And we're going to get right to it. The 22nd verse.
And it came to pass that on the sixth day they gathered twice as much bread, 2 omers for one man. And all the rulers of the congregation came and told Moses. And he said unto them, this is that which Yahweh has said.
This is what Yahweh has said.
Tomorrow is the rest of the holy Sabbath.
Tomorrow is the rest of the holy Sabbath unto Yahweh.
Bake that which he will bake today.
You notice it says, it didn't say tomorrow is the rest of the Sabbath unto Yahweh. No. It didn't say tomorrow is the rest day. No. It didn't say tomorrow is the Sabbath of Sabbath. No. It says tomorrow is the rest of the holy Sabbath unto Yahweh. No wonder Yah said, remember the Saturday to keep it holy. But tomorrow is the rest of the holy Sabbath unto Yahweh. Go ahead.
Bake that which he will bake today, and seize that which he will seize, and that which remaineth over laid up for you to be kept until the morning. And they laid it up till the morning, and Moses bade. and it did not stink, neither was there any worm therein. And Moses said,
and why wasn't there any worm therein? Because Yah had already said he blessed the Sabbath day. So he wasn't going to allow the food to have worms and breed worms because the Sabbath day was blessed. Go ahead.
And Moses said, eat that today, for today is a Sabbath unto Yah. Today ye shall not find it in the field.
You're not going to find it in the field because Yah don't work on the Sabbath day. Go ahead.
6 days ye shall gather it, but on the seventh day, which is the Sabbath, in it there shall be none. And it came to pass that there went out some of the people on the seventh day for to gather. And they found none.
And they found none, but they shouldn't have been out there. Go ahead.
And Yahweh said unto Moses, how long refuse ye to keep my commandments and my laws? See, for that Yahweh hath given you the Sabbath, therefore he giveth you on the sixth day the bread of 2 days.
See, the only reason the sixth day, the Almighty said when he made the sixth day and made the things on the sixth day, he said everything he had made was very good. And why? Because on the sixth day he gave you the bread of 2 days just because the Sabbath day is so blessed. Just because the Sabbath day was so sanctified. Just because he ended his work and rested on the Sabbath day, on the sixth day he gave us the bread of 2 days. Go ahead.
See, for Yahweh hath given you the Sabbath, therefore he giveth you on the sixth day the bread of 2 days. Abide ye every man in his place. Let no man go out of his place on the seventh day.
Let no man go out of his place on the seventh day, so the people rested on the seventh day. Now, of course, you got many of our people today, they would say, well, I'm not going out the house because the Almighty told me to rest on the seventh day. Yes, he did tell you to rest on the seventh day, but he also told you something else. And this is why I say people today have no regard for the holiness of Yah. And I'm going to show you what people are doing today in error because they don't regard the word of Yah. And if you don't regard his word, then how could you fear him? How could his fear be in you? And then you can read his word, and after reading his word, you act like you never knew it. You act like it's not even there. And you know it's there because you read it. But you have disregarded. And I'm going to show you. But I just want you to see this thing that our people were introducing this wilderness, this Sabbath day. They were told to rest. They were told not to do any work. They were shown how blessed it was that the food to do bring worms. And it was demonstrated how separated this day was from all the other days. To the extent that the Almighty himself didn't work on this day. And little do our people know, the Most High didn't work for nobody. Y'all didn't work for man. Y'all didn't work for angels. As a matter of fact, y'all didn't work for nobody. And he is the creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is. And he rested from all his work and didn't work for nobody. Which lets you know, or which should let you know, that Yah don't care whether you work or not. He don't care whether you work for somebody or not. The only thing he cares about is are you going to stop your work on the seventh day. Irregardless if you work for yourself or you work for somebody else. Whether you're laboring for yourself or whether you're laboring for somebody else. For Yah ceased and stopped from all his work. And where did he do his work from? And let me show you something about the Most High. You'll read about it in the book of Psalms 123. Because as I share with you, you will have people all on YouTube, all on the internet, all on blog talks, all in these various sanctuaries, churches, synagogues, mosques, and they will try to steal your soul. Look what the Creator said in Psalm 123. First verse.
Unto thee I lift up mine eyes, O thou that dwellest in the heavens. Behold, as the eyes of servants look unto the land of their master.
The hand of their masters. And as the eyes of a man unto the hand of our mistress. So our eyes wait upon Yah, our Elohim, until that he have mercy upon us. In other words, anytime somebody over you, you look into their hand for mercy. In other words, you waiting for a blessing. And here it is, we looking unto the Most High, him that dwelleth in the heavens. The Almighty, that's where he dwells, in the heavens. Which lets you know that even in the heavens, they kept the Sabbath day. Because he ceased from all his what? His work. You think Yah don't rest on the Sabbath day? And then nothing else is going to rest on the Sabbath day? The servants on earth rest on the Sabbath day. What you think the servants in heaven is going to do? You think they're going to be working while we're resting? And the Creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein resting, that dwelleth in heaven? And not only did he rest in heaven, because that's where he dwells, we just read in the book of Exodus 16, even in the wilderness, the Almighty told us to rest. And watch what happened when we didn't rest in the wilderness, in the book of Numbers, the 15th chapter. Because you got people all over the internet, they call themselves Israelites, telling you not to rest. How are they going to tell you not to rest when Yahweh himself rested? What kind of sense would that be? And I'm here to tell you, there are people that's trying to steal your soul, rob you of one of the greatest blessings that Yah himself has given unto us. Watch what it says in Numbers 15. Starting at the 32nd verse.
And while the children of Israel were in the wilderness.
Now watch this. While the children of Israel were in the wilderness. Now where's the wilderness? Well, the wilderness is nobody's land. It's the wilderness. It's a land that's not inhabited. In other words, nobody can go to the wilderness and say, this is mine. As a matter of fact, nobody would even want to claim the wilderness. Yeah, Yah rested in the heavens, but watch what happens in the wilderness.
They found a man that gathered sticks upon the Sabbath day.
Now, here it is, the Sabbath day. The Almighty already told us to end all our work. The Almighty already told us to rest. The Almighty told us he blessed it. And the Almighty told us he sanctified. But now we got a man going out on the Sabbath day, gathering sticks. Now, was he gathering sticks so he can make a fire in his house? Was he gathering sticks because he wanted to cook something? I don't know why this man was gathering sticks. And you don't either. All we know is that he was gathering sticks on the Sabbath day. And watch what happens.
And they that found him gathering sticks brought him unto Moses and Aaron and unto all the congregation, and they put him in ward, because it was not declared what should be done to him.
They didn't even know what to do to him.
Yahweh said unto Moses, the man shall surely be put to death.
You know, I'm not even saying the man shall surely be punished. The man shall surely be excommunicated. He said the man shall surely be put to death.
And all the congregation shall stone him with stones without the camp. And all the congregation brought him without the camp and stoned him with stones, and he died. And Yahweh commanded Moses, as Yahweh commanded Moses.
Continue reading.
And Yahweh spake unto Moshe, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, and bid them that they make them fringes in the borders of their garments throughout their generations. And that they put upon the fringe of the borders a ribbon of blue. And it shall be unto you for a fringe, that ye may look upon it and remember all the commandments of Yahweh, and do them.
And because this was a commandment. The Almighty told us not to work on the Sabbath day. And I don't care what he was doing on the Sabbath day. He was working. And he didn't see from all of his work. So the Almighty said, put fringes on the borders of your garments. And upon that fringe, put a ribbon of blue, that you may remember all the commandments of Yahweh and do them. And I see Israelites with fringes on, and they don't even keep the Sabbath day. What kind of sense is that? As a matter of fact, they don't even do nothing holy. But they got fringes on, with their ribbon of blue. And watch what this says.
And it shall be unto you for a fringe, that ye may look upon it and remember all the commandments of Yahweh, and do them, and that ye seek not after your own heart and your own eyes, after which he used the gold horn, that ye may remember.
That ye may remember.
And do all my commandments.
All my commandments.
And be holy unto your Elohim.
This is what this is all about. Yahweh wants us to be holy unto him. And you can be holy. And it starts with the Sabbath day. Y'all kept it in heaven. Our people kept it in the wilderness. We kept it in our land. What you think we're doing in captivity? People think we in captivity, we can't keep the Sabbath day. And why not? Just to show you beyond the shadow of a doubt that we can keep the Sabbath day, even in captivity. Watch what the law says in the book of Leviticus, the 23rd chapter. And Yahweh is looking, searching for someone to be holy. How else will you esteem in the hill of Yah? How else will you be able to stand in that holy place? Did not Yah say, I am Yah, your Elohim? I'm holy? Therefore, ye shall be holy, for I am holy. And the very first thing you must do is to learn how to be holy. And it starts with the Sabbath day. In the book of Leviticus, the 23rd chapter, the 3rd verse.
6 days shall work be done. But the 7th day is the Sabbath of rest.
It's the Sabbath of rest.
And holy convocation.
Not only is the Sabbath day holy, but the Almighty said the Sabbath day, you're supposed to have a holy convocation. And I know many of you are not in a position where you can have a holy convocation, because there is no sanctuary amongst you where you can have a holy convocation. And then I know some of you are in various cities and towns where the convocation ain't even trying to be holy because they are defiling the Saturday by serving someone other than the Most High. And then they are doing other things that are just the opposite of being holy. But then some of you have various sanctuaries in your midst, and you refuse and don't even regard Yahweh's word. After he told you, after he commanded you, not only to be holy, but to remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy, and then he further told you, in all your dwellings, you to have a holy convocation, which means a holy meeting, a holy gathering. Holy just means separated. In other words, you have to have a meeting that's separated from all the other meetings that you will have. And here it is. Our people are so concerned about other people. Well, can so-and-so come in? Now, can these people come in? Well, can that people come in? Why can't you just do the law? Why can't you just be the commandment, keep the commandment? Why can't you just be holy since God told you to be holy? What is all this talk about other people when you are the one that's commanded to be holy and separated? What do you think the word holy means? It means to be separated. In other words, you might as well just ask, not can they come into the Sabbath day, not can they teach the Sabbath day, not can they come to class. You might as well just ask, point blank, do I have to be separated? Well, if you don't want to be separated, don't be separated. But if you want to keep the Sabbath day, you got to be separated. If you want to be holy, you got to be separated. That's what a holy meeting is. That's what the Sabbath is. It's holy. It's separated. It's sanctified. And the further show you, since the Creator said, in that third verse, 6 days shall work be done, but the 7 days the Sabbath of rest, a holy convocation, a holy calling out. I know in the wilderness he said, don't go out your house, but then when we got out of the wilderness, he said, go out your house. But when you go, you have a holy meeting. So you can continue to disregard the second command that he gave you, if you want to. Being almighty, and our people do that all the time. When our people search out the land, they went and searched out the land, as Yahweh commanded, then they brought back a bad report. Yahweh was angry and said, okay, since you brought back this bad report, you're not going into the land. And then you know what our people did? They said, well, we're going to go take the land. And Yah said, no, don't do it. I'm not going to be with you. Don't go do this. I'm not going to be with you. And you know what our people did? They went and did it anyway. And you know what? Yah wasn't there. And they were slain. They were killed. But they did not regard the words of Yah. And here it is, in the wilderness, Yah said, stay in your place on the Sabbath day and rest. Then we had somebody go out and gather seeds. Here it is, Yah said, have a holy convocation. Now everybody wants to stay in the day. See how we just disregard Yahweh's word. But there it goes, who we call his word. And they demonstrate and show forth his fear. And the beginning of that is the Sabbath day. And I know people think, well, this ain't our dwellings. Watch what the Creator said in the book of Ezekiel 37. In the book of Ezekiel 37, the time that Yah talked about the covenant, watch what he said in the 23rd verse.
Neither shall they defile themselves anymore with their idols, nor with their detestable things, nor with any of their transgressions. But I will save them out of all their dwelling places.
All their dwelling places. Because this is our dwelling place. And Yahweh said, remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy, and thou shalt have a holy convocation in all your dwellings. Their dwelling was in heaven. Our people in the days of old, their dwelling was the wilderness. And then many of our people, their dwelling was the land. And our dwelling, unfortunately, is in America. And then our other people's dwellings is all over the world. And Yah said, he wants you to do this in all your dwellings. He didn't care where you were. He wanted you to remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Because as soon as you disregard that, then how can you remember what Yah did in 6 days? The wondrous things that he did in 6 days. Because when you don't rest on the Sabbath day, when you don't keep the Sabbath day, when you don't regard that, you regard every day. Disregarding every day. And when you disregard every day, you disregard everything that Yahweh has said. Because he did everything, or disregard everything he did, because he did everything business then. Continue reading.
But I will save them out of their dwelling places wherein they have sinned, and will cleanse them, so they shall be my people, and I will be their Elohim.
And he will be our Elohim. You can be holy. And it starts with the Sabbath day. This is why I told you to remember the Sabbath day. To keep it holy. But not only do we want you to keep the Sabbath day, not only he wanted you to have a holy convocation, but watch this in the book of Exodus 35. In the book of Exodus 35, starting at the very first verse.
And Moses gathered all the congregation of the children of Israel together and said unto them, these are the words which Yahweh hath commanded, that ye should do them. 6 days shall work be done, but on the seventh day there shall be to you an holy day.
A holy day, because this is holy. This is how we learn to be holy. This is how we learn to be separated and set apart. Oh, yeah?
A Sabbath of rest to Yahweh. Whosoever doeth work therein shall be put to death. Ye shall kindle no fire throughout your habitations upon the Sabbath day.
In other words, not only he wanted you to have holy habitation, not only he wanted you to end your work and rest, and blessed and sanctified. But he said, he don't even want you to kindle no fire throughout your habitation upon the Sabbath day. In other words, this is your house. in your habitation. I don't know what you're doing in your habitation, but now we do. And he said, don't kindle no fire. And some people try to make excuses. They'll say, well, you can kindle your fire if your house is cold. But you can't kindle no fire when you cook it. And what kind of sense do that make? Yahweh said, don't kindle no fire, period. Period. He don't care what you're doing. Just like that man out in the wilderness. We don't know why that man got on stick. All we know is we shouldn't have been out there. Period. If I come in your house and you light a fire, you sin. That's what the word candle means. And don't let the Jewish people trick you and think because you start your car, you kindle your fire. This is some Jewish trick. This is a lie. And while they're trying to stop you from starting your car, they lighten candles. Don't be tricked. Don't let nobody steal your soul. Who shall ascend into the hill of Yah? Who shall stand in that holy place? You can be holy. And it starts with the Sabbath day. All you have to do is remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. There is no prophet. There is no words. There is no counsel that tells you otherwise but the words of man. They'll tell you not to keep the Sabbath. They'll tell you not to be holy. They'll tell you don't separate it and don't separate yourself. But the word of God will tell you otherwise. This is the first holy day the Creator gave our people. But when Yahweh gave us this day, little do people know, He made it a sign. Watching the book of Deuteronomy, Exodus, the 31st chapter. And I'm going to show you this very sign of the Creator gave. In the book of Exodus 31:12.
And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, speak thou also unto the children of Israel, saying, verily my Sabbath you shall keep, for it is a sign between me and you throughout your generation, that ye may know that I am Yahweh that doth sanctify you.
I'm not going to sanctify you. I'm not going to separate you. And the Sabbath is a sign to let you know that you're sanctified. A lot of people keep the Sabbath, they still don't know how this is a sign to show that we sanctify, that we separate it. Continue reading.
Ye shall keep the Sabbath, therefore, for it is holy unto you. Everyone that defileth it shall surely be put to death. For whosoever doeth any work therein, that soul shall be cut off from among his people.
There is no scripture that says the soul that keeps the Sabbath day shall be cut off. The soul that tries to keep this in captivity, I will put to death. That don't even exist in the book of Yah or in the word of Yah. But just the contrary, the soul that doeth any work therein, that soul shall be cut off from among his people. 15 verse.
6 days may work be done, but in the seventh is the Sabbath of rest.
It's the Sabbath of rest.
Holy to Yahweh.
Holy to Yahweh.
Whosoever doeth any work in the Sabbath day, he shall surely be put to death. Wherefore, the children of Israel shall observe.
They shall keep the Sabbath.
The Sabbath to observe
the Sabbath.
The Sabbath. throughout their generations for a perpetual covenant.
For an everlasting covenant.
It is a sign.
It is a sign
between me and the children of Israel forever.
Me and the children of Israel forever.
For in 6 days Yahweh made heaven and earth, and on the seventh day he rested and was refreshed.
Yeah, this is a sign for how long? Forever. Not a sign until we return home to the land, and then it no longer become a sign. This didn't have nothing to do with the land. If it had something to do with the land, then Yahweh would have never kept it in heaven. Then our people would have never kept it in the wilderness. And Yahweh would have never said, keep it in all your dwellings. This is a sign. And let me tell you one of the signs the Almighty gave us to show that we are indeed separated, just like the Sabbath day. Of course, you already read in the book of Genesis, the first chapter, or Genesis, the second chapter, the first 3 verses, where the Almighty separated the Sabbath. This was the very first Sabbath. And in this very first Sabbath, it came 3 days after the very first sun, moon, and stars that the Almighty created on the fourth day. Which lets you know beyond a shadow of a doubt that the very first Sabbath was the third day of the very first month, the very first year, the very first season. And Yahweh even made that as the very first sign that he made with our people. The very first sign, the very first season, the very first year, and it was the third day. And why the third day of that month, that year, that season? The reason why is because Yahweh set the third as the sign to let you know that he has separated you. He did it with the Sabbath day. And watch what Yahweh did with the only tribe that he has ever separated from all the other tribes. Now, the Sabbath day is separated from all the other days. But watch what Yahweh will do in Genesis 29 to show you this great sign. And if you know this sign, it's going to teach you something. In Genesis 29, the 34th verse, and this was the son of Leah. Watch what it says.
And she conceived again and bare a son.
And she bare a son. Her first son was Raymond. Her second son was Simeon. And then she conceived again and bare a son. And this is the third son. And what do it say? And said, now what?
This time will my husband be joined unto me, because I have borne him 3 sons.
I've borne him 3 sons. He's my third son.
Therefore, his name was called Levi.
And now you should understand why the Levites were separated from all the other side, because he was the third. Just like the Sabbath day was the third day of the first season, the third day of the very first month, and of the very first year, and the third sign, or the very first sign, which was the third day, or the third period. Levi was the third born. And since he was the third born, he was separated from all the other tribes. And what about Yahweh prophets? Let me show you Yahweh prophets in the book of First Chronicles. Turn to First Chronicles, the sixth chapter. Here it is, Levi was separated from all the other tribes because he was the third one. Why was the Sabbath day separated from all the other days? Because it was the third day of the very first month, in the very first year, in the very first season. But watch Yahweh prophets in the book of First Chronicles, the sixth chapter. So I got the very first verse.
The sons of Levi.
And we already know Levi was separated. Go ahead.
Gershon, Kohath, and Merari.
Yes.
And the sons of Kohath, Amram, Izhar, and Hebron, and Uzziel. And the children of Amram.
Now, what the children of Amram?
Aharon.
Now, you're not going to read this amount in all these other scriptures. It's always going to say the sons. But not so when you talk about the children of Amram. Because it's not talking about just sons. Watch this. And the children of Amram.
Aaron.
And Moses.
And Miriam.
Amram had three children. And guess what all three of them were? They were all prophets. And why three? Because that's the sign that God would use to separate. And what do separate mean? It means to be holy. What sign did he use? With the very first prophet, Abraham, in the book of Genesis, the 15th chapter. And the Almighty wanted Abraham to know that he was separated to him. Watch what he tell Abraham. And watch the sign to let him know. Seven through the ninth verse.
And he said unto him, I am Yahweh that brought you out of Ur of the Chaldees to give thee this land to inherit.
See, I am Yahweh that brought thee out of Ur of the Chaldees. In other words, he told Abram, get thee from your kindred, get thee from your family, get thee from your house, and get thee from this land unto a land in which I will tell thee. He separated Abraham. And watch the eighth verse.
And he said, Yahweh Elohim, whereby shall I know that I shall inherit it?
Watch what he said.
And he said unto him, take me an heifer of 3 years.
Take me a heifer of 3 years old.
And a she-goat of 3 years old. And a ram of 3 years old.
You will never ever read this in the scriptures nowhere. What y'all going to do with a three-year-old heifer? A three-year-old she-goat and a three-year-old ram. All through the scripture, the Almighty tells us when we bring him something, it's got to be a year old. Because this was a sign to let you know that he sanctified and separated his prophets because they were holy. Why do you think Yahweh say, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm? Got you separated. They were holy. Why do you think Moses was hidden for 3 months? Because he was holy. He was separated. Why do you think Jonah was in the belly of a fish 3 days and 3 nights? Because he was holy. He was separated. Why do you think Joseph, when he became ruler in Egypt, it was in the third year? Because he was separated. He was holy. This is what Yahweh would do to his holy prophets. This is what Yahweh did to his holy priests. who was the firstborn. And that's what Yahweh did to the Saturday, which was the third day of the very first month, the very first year, the very first season, and furthermore. Look how Yahweh and what Yahweh would do to separate his people in the book of Exodus, the 19th chapter. And all these acts, all these things are one thing in common, and that is to be holy. When Yah's holy, we must be holy. So the Sabbath day had to be holy. Levi had to be holy. The prophet had to be holy. And Israel must be holy. And watch what, and Yahweh ain't abolished the Sabbath day. He hasn't abolished the Levites or the priesthoods, nor has he abolished the prophets, even though our people say they ain't no prophets. And nor has he abolished Israel, even though the world say someone else is it. And they make this melting pot of renegades. No, the Almighty know his people. Watch what it says in the book of Exodus 19. The 10th verse.
And Yahweh said unto Moses, go unto the people.
Right before you reach that, read the fourth and fifth verse, or fourth through the sixth verse.
Ye have seen what I did unto the Egyptians, and how I bare you on eagle's wings, and brought you unto myself. Now, therefore, if ye will obey my voice indeed, and keep my covenant, then ye shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people, for all the earth is mine. And ye shall be unto me a kingdom of priests.
A kingdom of priests. And you've seen that with Levi. A kingdom of priests.
And a holy nation.
A holy nation.
These are the words which you shall speak unto the children of Israel.
And Yahweh desires you to be peculiar, a treasure above everyone. A kingdom of priests. A holy nation. Why do you think the prophets come from Israel? Why do you think the priests come from Israel? And why do you think Yahweh gave up this Sabbath day? It is only because of one thing and one thing wrong. And it's because of Yah's holiness. This is why I say don't defile this Sabbath day. Now, the 10th verse.
And Yahweh said unto Moses, go unto the people and sanctify them today.
Sanctify them today.
And tomorrow.
And tomorrow.
And let them wash their clothes.
And let them wash their clothes.
And be ready against the third day.
Be ready against the third day. Why the third day? Why did Abraham take Isaac on the third day to sacrifice him? Why is this third day keep being mentioned? Because it is a sign to let you know that I separated you, and I separated my prophets, and I separated my Sabbath day. Because that was the very first thing that Yahweh was separated. And be ready against the third day.
Be ready against the third day, for in the third day Yahweh will come down in the sight of all the people upon Mount Sinai.
He will come down upon the people upon Mount Sinai. And then he repeated the 15th verse.
And he said unto the people, be ready against the third day. Come not at your wives.
Be ready against the third day. Because this is the day that Yahweh will sanctify and separate you, that you might be holy. And the question is, do you want to be holy? As a matter of fact, if I'm not mistaken, today is the third day. Am I right about that? Yeah. And watch this. What you think you have? Because I'm going to appeal to your wisdom. If it's true what I'm saying, and I know it is, that is the very first Sabbath that Yahweh gave us, is indeed the third day. How do we know it? Because it came 3 days after the fourth day. In other words, the seventh day was the third day of the very first month, very first year. So go to the book of Exodus, the 12th chapter. And I want you to put your thinking hat on. Because I'm going to appeal to your wisdom. And if you got wisdom, you don't understand what I'm saying. If you don't have wisdom, you won't understand anybody. And this is what it says in Exodus 12 and 2.
This month shall be unto you the beginning of month.
This month shall be the beginning of the month.
It shall be the first month of the year to you.
It's going to be the first month of the year to you. We know the beginning of month, it has to be on the fourth day. What else could it have been? That's when all the months begin, on the fourth day. And then 3 days later was the Sabbath day, which was the seventh day, which only means that was the third day of the very first month. Now, this, I'm telling you the truth, and I know that I am. If the third day of the very first month was a Sabbath day, 7 days later, because it's only 7 days in a week. In other words, the very next Sabbath after that third day of that very first month will be the 10th day of that month. 7 plus 3 is 10. And look what the very next verse says.
Speak unto all the congregation of Israel, saying, in the 10th day of the month, of this month, they shall take unto them every man a lamb according to the house of their fathers, a lamb for an house.
On the 10th day, which we know was the very next Sabbath, because the very first Sabbath was on the 3rd. The second Sabbath of that first month was on the 10th. And watch this. I want you to see something that nobody else can show you. The Sabbath of that very first month was on the 3rd, the 10th, the 17th, and the 24th day of that month. All Sabbaths, because they were all 7 days apart. And I want you to write that down. The 3rd, the 10th, the 17th, and the 24th. Those were Sabbaths. Now let me show you the second Sabbath of the second month. You read about them in the book of Exodus 16. And we know in Exodus 16, the Almighty at evening rained down quail. And we know when he rained down quail, it had to be the evening of the seventh day. How do we know that? Because he said in the morning, read that in where it says in the morning. I want you to read verse 4.
Then it said Yahweh unto Moses,
Exodus 16:4.
Behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you, and the people shall go out and gather a certain rate every day, that I may prove them whether they will walk in my law or no.
And what's the same verse?
And it shall come to pass that on the sixth day they shall prepare that which they bring in, and it shall be twice as much.
It shall be twice as much as they gather daily.
And Moses
and Aaron said unto all the children of Israel, at evening, then ye shall know that Yah brought you out from the land of Egypt. And in the morning, then ye shall see the glory of Yah, for that he hears your murmurs against Yah. And what are we that you murmur against us? In other words, the 15th had to be the evening of the seventh day. And then the 16th, that morning, had to be the first day of the week. Now, how do I know that? Because Yahweh said, gather the manna 6 days. And on the sixth day, he's going to give you twice as much. So that on the seventh day, we can rest. Which only means is that 15 was the seventh day. Then the very next Sabbath, it had to be the 27th day. And the next Sabbath, it had to be the 29th day. So all the Sabbaths of the second month was the first, the eighth, the 15th, the 27th, and the 29th. If you read that in the book of Exodus 16, if you understand, you'll know I'm telling you the truth. Then Almighty let us know, because he said, let every matter be established by two or more witnesses. In Exodus 19, when the Almighty came down and made that Exodus 24, when the Almighty came down on Mount Sinai, this is what it says. And read the Exodus 24. I want you to read the one at the 16th verse.
And the glory of Yahweh abode on Mount Sinai. And the cloud covered it 6 days.
It just covered it 6 days.
And the seventh day, he called unto Moses out of the midst of the cloud.
And he called unto Moses out of the midst of the cloud.
And the sight of the glory of Yahweh was like a devouring fire on the top of the mountain in the eyes of the children of Israel.
Yes.
And Moses went into the midst of the cloud and got him up in the mountain. And Moses was in the mount 40 days and 40 nights.
So in other words, Moses went into that mount, into that cloud, on the Sabbath day. And then abode there for 6 days, and he went in the seventh day. But little do people know, it tells you, when they went back to Mount Sinai, it was on the first day of the new month. Or not the first day, but the new month. It says, the day of the new month. And this Sabbath was on the sixth day of the third month. And all you got to do, if you don't believe, what 7 days from the 29th of the second month? Since the second month, Sabbath was the first, eighth, 15, 22nd, and 29th. If you count 7 days from the 29th, you're going to get the sixth day of the third month. Why is it Sabbath? So just show you something real quick. And we're going to go over all this, so don't worry about if you miss something. So the Sabbath of the third month is the sixth. the 13th, the 20th, and the 27th. And all of that can be proven by Scripture. But watch the Sabbath of the fourth month, the 4th, the 11th, the 18th, and the 22nd. Watch the Sabbath of the fifth month, the 2nd, the 9th, the 16th, and the 23rd. Now, how can I say all this? Because all the Sabbaths are 7 days apart. They all 7 days apart. The Sabbath of the sixth month is the month, the 7th, the 14th, the 21st, and the 28th day of that month. And the Sabbath of the seventh month, the 5th, the 12th, the 19th, and the 26th. Now, if you roll all this down, this is what you will see. And this is what you want to learn. And we're going to bring this back to you. And we're going to show you this. You know this. There's only 30 numbers mentioned. There's 29 days mentioned plus the new month itself. That's how you know it's only 30 days in a month. See, Yahweh has it so that throughout all the 7 months, that every day will have a Sabbath. Every day will have a sixth day. Every day will have a fifth. Every day will have a praise. Every day will have his increase. Every day will have his name. Every day will have his sanctifications. Every day will have his work. But that's all these days mean. And it will not exceed that number. And I don't care what day you have, what month it is, it's never going to exceed 30 days. And we're going to show you that. We're going to prove that to you. All you got to do is write down all the Sabbaths for 7 months. And after the 7 months, this is what you're going to see. Everything just repeating itself. That's why you're going to see, as we deal with the Passover, as we deal with the Feast of Unleavened Bread, after 7 years, everything going to start repeating itself. That's because everything after 7 days is going to repeat itself. Everything after 7 months is going to repeat itself. And everything after 7 years is going to repeat itself. Why? Because God ended his work, now rested, now blessed it, and Yah sanctified this Sabbath day. Don't let no one steal your soul. Who shall ascend into the holy hill of Yah? And who shall stand in this holy place? Last scripture in the book of Leviticus, the 20th chapter. And make them Leviticus 19 chapter. Second verse.
Speak unto all the congregation of the children of Israel, and say unto them, ye shall be holy, For I, Yahweh, your Elohim, am holy.
Ye shall be holy. For I, Yah, your Elohim, am holy.
You shall be
holy. And I'm challenge you today. You can be holy. For Yah is holy. And the first thing one must do to be holy is to remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. And until tomorrow, Yah love you. And so do I. Shalom.
To you, my Yadu, I lift up my soul. And trust in you, he always kept me whole. And left my enemies deep in their holes. Let none that wait on Yahweh be ashamed. But shame on those who sin without a